Number 10 question. Today's question seemed appropriate to me because I think we need to hear it as if Jesus is trying to stand up to our own thoughts that we can have about ourselves that are negative. Are you a bit of a bully to yourself in your own head? Think about it this way. If you heard someone telling your child or your sister or your mother or a friend some of the things you tell yourself about who you think you are or how you've screwed up or the things that you've done, would you not cringe? Would you come to the aid of that person and say, leave her alone, stop it? Yet, is it okay to tell yourself these things? Jesus really bursts on the scene with a new commandment when he says, love your neighbor as yourself. To me, I think this would imply we're all to love ourselves and then try to ensure that we love our neighbor to that same level. So if you have this inner bully, you may find it difficult to accomplish change without shame or guilt or fear, as your bully stands at the ready to squash your attempts to improve yourself or your health, to lose weight, or whatever. And then maybe your response becomes, oh, why bother? The bully's just going to beat me up anyway. Let Christ speak to that inner bully if that's something that you struggle with. Let him speak to that inner bully today and let her have to answer to him. Make that bully have to answer to Christ every day for her work and how she holds you back. Now I leave you with Christ's question from Mark chapter 14, verse 6. Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? Again, Mark chapter 14, verse 6. Leave her alone, Jesus said. Why are you bothering her?